KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 34 degrees. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today in a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A U.S. Marshal in Omaha says a fugitive from Council Bluffs, 29-year-old Jamie Kennedy, surrendered to authorities last night at an apartment in Omaha. Kennedy was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. following an hour-long standoff. Officials say tips led investigators to Kennedy's location at the apartment complex. Additional information was not immediately available. Kennedy, who used a vehicle to ram a Council Bluffs police officer's vehicle during his initial apprehension attempt late Tuesday morning, had abandoned his vehicle in Omaha and was not seen until late Wednesday afternoon, but he once again eluded officers and agents until he eventually surrendered peacefully. Police in Council Bluffs responded to a reported robbery of a Domino's pizza store at 2004 West Broadway early this morning. The call came in around 12:12 a.m. Authorities say one employee told them that as he was returning from taking out the trash, two black males wearing ski masks approached him. One of the suspects pointed a handgun at the employee and they entered the business. Once inside, the suspect took an undetermined amount of cash and left the business in an unknown direction. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-STOP. That's 328-7867. Council Bluffs Police Wednesday arrested a man on attempted murder, three counts of aggravated assault, and criminal mischief in the second degree charges. 18-year-old Blade John Flynn of Council Bluffs was arrested at his home following an incident that took place in the Golden Corral restaurant parking lot at 3101 Dial Drive, which is just off the South Expressway. Police say officers responded to the restaurant around 12:30 p.m. following a reported assault in progress. Upon arrival, officers met with the victims, 19-year-old Kylie Fletcher of Pacific Junction, a 17-year-old female from Glenwood, 20-year-old Taylor Bauer of Council Bluffs, and 25-year-old Elizabeth Henrick of Omaha, who informed officers that Flynn used his vehicle to ram their parked vehicle, which all four victims were in. One of the victims was exiting the vehicle when Flynn struck him, causing the victim to fall to the ground. Witnesses told officers that the suspect's vehicle, a black Honda Civic, struck the victim's vehicle several times, as well as another vehicle, which was unoccupied and parked in the restaurant parking lot. At one point during the incident, two of the victims had exited their vehicle and were forced to jump out of the way to avoid being struck by Flynn's vehicle as he fled the area. The reason behind the incident was said to have been over a personal disagreement between Flynn and one of the female victims. A short time later, officers were able to locate Flynn at his residence, where he was arrested without incident. He was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail and booked in on the charges mentioned. The victims were checked by medical personnel. No one suffered any major injuries, and all were said to be in good condition. Anyone with additional information that was in the area at the time of the incident is encouraged to contact Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4728. At a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle Wednesday evening in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Union County. Sheriff's officials say Corey Johnston of Thayer initially refused to pull over for a deputy who had activated his emergency lights. Johnston turned north onto Mulberry Avenue and then east onto 220th Street, where his vehicle finally stopped at the intersection of Mulberry and 220th. Johnston was arrested for driving while revoked. He was also cited for speeding. In our funeral announcements, Roger Dean Chalfant, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Roger Chalfant will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ronald Ellsworth, age 76, of Corley, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Ronald Ellsworth will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jan Hegrick, age 62, of Exira, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Jan Hegrick will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Michael Mike Hope, age 63, of Avoca, died October 18th. A mass of Christian burial for Mike Hope will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Wayne Renfeld, age 68, of Carthage, New York, died October 19th. Funeral services for Wayne C. Renfeld will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. George Dorr, age 94, of Stewart, died Tuesday. Funeral services for George Dorr will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Carl Wayne Jensen, age 82, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Wayne Jensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Dale Miller, age 71, of Republic, Missouri, died October 18th. Funeral services for Dale Miller will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ted Nielsen, age 77, of Avoca, died October 15th. Graveside services for Ted Nielsen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Richard Finnell, age 59, of Fort Worth, Texas, died September 29th. Cremation has taken place, and he'll be brought home to Cass County. A family remembrance and burial for Richard Finnell will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock in the Wyrick Cemetery. Willis Mason, age 90, of Walnut, died October 15th. A visitation with the family of Willis Ray Mason will be Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Alberta Becker, age 93, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Alberta Becker are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Nancy Jean Schmidt, age 59, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A memorial gathering for Nancy Schmidt will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.